You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is the Asheville FM News Hour. I'm news team correspondent Emma Hutchins, and today I'm joined in the studio by Phyllis Stiles, executive director of Bee City USA.
I'm Phyllis Stiles. I'm the founder and director of Bee City USA, based right here in Asheville, North Carolina. We started the organization back in 2012 because the news about pollinator decline, and at that time it was mostly about honeybee decline, was pretty startling, and it was dominating the news ever since about 2007 when we first heard about colony collapse disorder, where the beekeepers were coming out after the winter and finding hives with queens and baby bees, but no worker bees. And this set off quite an alarm around the country. And so my husband and I were keeping bees in our backyards in Asheville. And we decided, to get really involved. And so we were attending all the club meetings, the local Buncombe chapter beekeeping meetings, and going to the presentations by national experts and reading books and watching movies about it. And over time, I just got really distressed at how dire the news was. And of course, the honeybee is a gateway beekeeper. They introduce you to all the other pollinators, the butterflies and the hummingbirds and the beetles and the moths and the bats and some species of flies are important pollinators. The list goes on. And so, having worked for nonprofits my whole life, my whole career, I knew how nonprofits worked. I knew a lot about all the different dimensions of operating a nonprofit organization. So I decided I just couldn't waste another minute. I had to do something because I became so concerned about the pollinators and how important they are to sustaining our planet. And got some friends together, and we came up with a program that we named Bee City USA after the existing program, Tree City USA, which was very well known across the country, and took some plays out of its playbook, but changed it some. And we started certifying cities. Asheville was the first in 2012, and we invited cities across America to apply, adopt a resolution as a city council, and get on the path towards being more PC. And when we say PC, being pollinator conscious. And so we've been doing that ever since. And we have cities from coast to coast, big and little, every kind of city you can imagine, who have committed to changing the way they landscape in their city.
Here at the local level in Asheville, tell us about what that policy introduction looked like.
Every city commits to is looking at their recommended species list, because our landscapes, our ornamental landscapes, are dominated by exotic species. So it's not uncommon for us to talk about English ivy, Dutch iris, and Siberian iris, and Asian lilies, and you can just go on and on with plants that are from someplace else. And those plants were introduced here decades ago because the bugs didn't bother them for the most part. And so the landscaping industry very enthusiastically encouraged people to plant plants from other places to withstand the problems that you might have with a local native species that was here before 1492. A big part of what we do is try to get cities and individuals and businesses and organizations, schools, you name it, to rethink how they're landscaping, instead of landscaping with exotic plants, to come right back home to where the plants started, right in our own backyards. And they're better adapted. They don't need as much babying when you plant them. They do really well because this is where they adapted to over millions of years. So So that's a big part of what we do, both here and in every city, is get people to rethink the plant choices they're making. The other thing is pest management. Another problem that the pollinators have around the world is with the overuse of pesticides. And when we say pesticides, we're talking about insecticides, fungicides, and herbicides. Pesticides is an umbrella term for those and other pest-killing chemicals. So we just work really hard to get them, our cities, both here in Asheville and elsewhere, to look at their pest management policies and to come up with policies that will work for them and sustain pollinators. And that's not an easy undertaking. We've gotten into certain habits of using chemicals quite extensively. And when you start to think about the collateral damage from those pesticides, it makes you get a lot more creative about your pest management choices.
Can you talk about some of the challenges to your work that you've experienced in working with cities around the country?
We look at every community as having assets. And so whether you're a teeny tiny village like Lookout Mountain, Tennessee, with just a few hundred people, or whether you are a metropolis like Seattle or Washington, D.C., all of those are certified cities, they bring assets to the table. And so we approach our conversation with each community by saying, look around and identify your assets. Do you have people in your community who know an awful lot about monarch butterflies? Do you have people in your community who know an awful lot about native plants? Do you have native plant nurseries in your community? And so once you start that process and you invite everybody in your community to get involved at whatever level they want to get involved, you find answers to your problems in the most unexpected places. And that's the joy of this work, is that we take a big tent approach and the cities come to us. We don't go out and recruit a single city. They come to us and say, this is something that we know is important and we want to support. And so we look at challenges as opportunities.
Can you talk about what some of the successes have looked like? Are there surprises that you've come across in different cities or folks that you've worked with?
You know, I stopped trying to predict long ago who was going to be a star. I have to say, in some cases, I thought that an applicant was applying just for the sign. They just wanted to be able to put up a sign in their community to say they were doing this good thing. And they always surprise me. And so they're doing everything from planting pollinator habitat on city-owned property to civic organizations supporting efforts by the community, like the Rotary Club has done a lot of that, to schools having all kinds of awareness events for their student bodies. On April 24th, I think it is, right here in Asheville, Claxton Elementary will have its third annual B-Day. And on B-Day, the kids dress in black and yellow, and the fifth graders teach the younger kids all about pollinators. They work on their pollinator habitat, which is right outside the media center. Each teacher incorporates something about pollinator education into the classroom. They just go all out with learning about the pollinators. And that's so, so important, because research shows that if a child doesn't like bugs before the fifth grade, it's unlikely you're going to change their minds. And so we like to expose them to all kinds of pollinators when they're young and they're open, they're receptive, so that those pollinators will have friends for life in those children. Right here in Asheville, UNC Asheville, with the help of the Asheville Design Center, built an incredible solitary bee hotel just as you enter campus on the left, across from where they hold the farmers market. And on either side of that bee hotel, There are beautiful pollinator meadows that are just incredibly maintained by the ground staff at UNC Asheville. And all across their campus, they have encouraged native plants right down to underneath the utility lines that Duke Energy would normally maintain, but they asked Duke Energy if they could maintain underneath those utility lines so that they could really treat it like pollinator habitat. And they're just lush, wild gardens of all kinds of native wildflowers here. Over at Warren Wilson College, another one of our B campuses, because we started the B Campus USA program in 2015, their students in Amy Boyd's class, she's a biology professor there, took all sorts of research topics about various kinds of pollinators and conducted beautiful research and meaningful research this past year, which is really impressive for an undergraduate student. We are so excited to reach our 100th affiliate. We have 66 cities and 34 campuses, institutions of higher education that have been certified as B cities or B campuses. And so we've reached the 100 affiliate milestone. If we could have imagined where we had gotten to back in 2012 when we first started with a vote by the Asheville City Council agreeing to be the inaugural B City USA, it would not have been nearly as good as the way it's turned out. It's just so exciting to see that people care about the future. They care about the pollinators. They realize the critical link that the pollinators provide to sustaining our ecosystem. So we are thrilled that Salisbury, Maryland was our 100th affiliate.
Now that this policy has been adopted at the city level here in Asheville, what next steps do you hope to see for our community in caring for pollinators?
Well, last year we transferred responsibility to Asheville Greenworks for our local BCD USA program in Asheville. And so they are doing a beautiful job of taking the education into the schools. They're working in something like, I don't know, it might be 10 schools, installing pollinator gardens, educating the kids about pollinators. Doing more work at farmers markets, using that as an occasion to teach the children particularly, but their parents as well, about the connection between our food and pollinators. You know, one in every three bites we eat is owed to a pollinator, and that is those bites are some of the most nutritious bites that we take. They contain vital micronutrients and antioxidants that we can't get anyplace else except in those foods. So pretty important stuff. I think Asheville Greenworks, with the help of lots of other folks who are committed to pollinator conservation in Asheville, will just continue to educate people and invite them to get involved in pollinator conservation. And a big time of year for that is celebrating National Pollinator Week, which this year will kick off on June 16th and go for that whole week. But on June 16th, a Saturday, they'll have the Asheville Greenworks Garden Tour, which will feature pollinator gardening techniques. The United Nations came out with a report in 2016, and it was pretty staggering. They had more than 90 scientists from around the world looking at the topic of what to recommend to countries about sustaining pollinators. And they said that 40% of our pollinators worldwide are at risk of extinction right now. Now, if pollinators are responsible for 90% of our wild plants, if they can't reproduce without the help of a pollinator, if we lose those pollinators, then that sets off a whole cascading effect of losing all kinds of species that depend on those plants that those pollinators are helping to reproduce. So that's why they're important. This is not just something for the fun of it. if we want to sustain our planet and make it sustainable for ourselves, if we want to continue to live on this planet, we need the pollinators to keep our plants alive and lush and fruiting and feeding ourselves.
Well, Phyllis, I so appreciate you telling us about the work that you do and for remaining dedicated to such an important cause. It definitely sounds like a bit of an uphill battle on a global scale, but also like what you're doing and what's happening here in the United States is pretty exciting. If people would like to learn more about the work that you do and get involved, how can they do that?
If they want to get involved in our national program, they should go to our website, bcityusa.org. And if they want to get involved locally, they should contact Asheville Greenworks. Just go to their website, AshevilleGreenworks.org, and let them know that they want to volunteer, because the opportunities are limitless.